Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
At the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage on a cold winter day in 2021, many of the animals are active, but not the bears. They're hibernating. That's not true at all zoos. Zookeeper Samantha Lavin said captive bears don't hibernate if food is available. Since they don't undergo winter weight loss like wild bears, they can get overweight. She said these days more zoos are allowing their bears to hibernate during the winter. Although it makes the animals unavailable for viewing, it helps them stay leaner and healthier, and they live longer. The Alaska Zoo has two brown bears and two black bears in separate areas. Lavin said in the fall, the bears start tearing up plants and sometimes digging in their exhibits. This lets the zookeepers know that they are getting ready to hibernate, so they cut back and then stop feeding them. The bears have den buildings and are provided with straw. The black bears got 8 bales of straw, and the brown bears got 25 bales of straw. Lavin said that the bears move the straw around and build nests to sleep in. She said the older black bear went down well before Halloween and won't rouse at all until the first week of May. Brown bears go down almost a month later. They went to sleep on November 17th. She said unlike the black bears, they do get up once in a while. They come out of hibernation in mid-March, much earlier than the black bears. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.